Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Well, that was fun. 20 seconds before the broadcast started again, about 20 seconds ago, telephone went down, no connection, internet went down. And I mentioned to Jason, I just have this feeling that CenturyLink is going to do this. So I said, if it does, you know, be prepared to run a rebroadcast. So I want to talk about CenturyLink for just a few minutes. I know the answer now. I know the secret, and I'm going to share it with you. But first, let me read something from one of our class members. I don't want to miss this. So I received an email, and it says, "Dear Vincent, in response to your question, if your show's on your future book or appreciated, the answer is yes. A couple of weeks ago, my pressure washer was not running well, and I knew it was a fuel problem, but was too busy and did not want to deal with it. I was almost ready to take it to get it repaired when I remembered you said carburetors were a maintenance item. And they were cheap. I would have never known that without hearing it from you. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. Do not worry about the idiots. They have always been around and just more prevalent now. I can't encourage you enough to keep doing informational shows. I enjoy hearing you talk about ham radio, so my wife and I and our youngest daughter and her husband are going for our technician license so we can communicate when technology fails. Thank you, Brian." Brian, thank you so much. That was very kind of you to say those things. I really appreciate it. It's a nice change from, you know, the regular bashing that the trolls give us. Okay, so back to CenturyLink. It used to be called CenturyLink, then it was called Embark CenturyLink, then it was called CenturyTel. CenturyTel is the phone service provider that we have, and it's the worst in the galaxy. I'm not exaggerating. It used to be that it would go down, you know, every couple of months, then it was every month, then it was a couple times a month, then it was a couple times a week, and now it's a couple times a day. I'm not exaggerating. And every time it would go down, I would try my best to call the telephone number for CenturyLink that say, "Hey, it's not working." And they'll go, "Well, all right, so can you go to your modem? Can you unplug your modem? Wait a minute, replug it in." Yeah. So, you know, over and over and over, hundreds of times over the last 8 years we've done that, literally hundreds of times. Multiple hundreds of times. And sometimes it works. That's very, very rarely. Very rare. It doesn't work. So now, in the last few days, we have had a hum on the line. Telephone line. So it makes it difficult to talk to someone. And I was doing the broadcast, and I got disconnected. I got disconnected. That was Monday. Got disconnected a couple times since then. I got disconnected about a few minutes ago. And it wasn't working this morning before the broadcast, and miraculously it was working. So it's unpredictable. And I would call this telephone number. You don't need to write this down. You do not need to write it down. 800-201-4099. That's the CenturyTel, CenturyLink phone number. For, "I got a problem," or "I want to talk," that's the main number. And then you press 1, 2, or 3, talk to someone in the Philippines or in Central America. They try to diagnose your problem, but they're not authorized to do very much. They are authorized to apologize. Well, I thought that my time was worth something. I thought I was paying for something that I should get, but I wasn't getting it. So I asked for a credit. And they would say things like, let's see, it's been down for a day. Okay, that's going to be 86 cents. No. You don't understand. I've been on the phone for 45 minutes to get to the point where you're going to tell me 86 cents. No, my time's worth more than that. Well, they would give me like a $5 credit. And then I would push and push. Over the years, I got up to $10 credit every time it went down. Then sometimes I would get $20. Yesterday, I kind of lost my temper. I wasn't yelling and screaming, but I let them know in a very firm way that if they didn't fix our phone service, I was going to the Public Utilities Commission, and I would see what I could do to get CenturyTel, CenturyLink dismantled. They actually believed me. But before I got to that point, I talked to a bunch of people in Central America, the Philippines, and one gal in the United States, and she said, you know what? If you're having a problem, you can always disconnect your service. You can always terminate your service. So their answer was, they've got such lousy service, and if I'm not happy with their lousy service, then I should just go away. My point is, I have no choice. There is only one telephone company that I can use. One. I have no choice. It's CenturyLink. Nobody else has telephone service out here. And it's not like that just because we're here. It's rural America is like this. They've got us by the throat. And they would say things over the years like, I see you call a lot. And my response would be, yeah, that's because your phone service doesn't work very often. It's not reliable. It's not consistent. I can't depend on it. And that's why I call you. And I get a message that says, you can contact us via chat, internet chat. Really? I can't do that because the internet doesn't work. So, I finally talked to a gal yesterday. And we hit the jackpot. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It is to my disadvantage to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I now know the number that if you have CenturyLink, you don't have to go through all of these prompts to say, yeah, it's my telephone, here's all my credentials on the phone. It takes you right to a department. This is the direct number to take you to the department that's called Loyalty and Retention. And here's how this works. When I was in the banking world, back in the mid-1980s, I learned from the highest levels of bank management that it costs us about $35 to $45 per new customer. So for every, if you add up all the money that's spent to get new customers, whether it be it's advertising or sending things in the mail, you add all that up and you divide it by the number of customers you have acquired, it costs between $35 and $45 each. So it's incumbent upon any company with a brain to say, let's not throw those customers away. They're so darn expensive to get. Three customers cost us $100 to get or more. So some companies have developed these loyalty departments, and they have loyalty discounts. Some have retention departments. And they do what they can to encourage you not to jump ship. Well, the loyalty and retention department of CenturyLink has more tools, more incentives they can offer you to stay with them. I've been with them for 14 years. And they always thank me for my continued payments. They say, thank you for being a loyal customer 14 years. So, if you call the number that I'm going to give you, and I want you to write this down, if you have CenturyLink, it doesn't work for anything but CenturyLink. And if you have problems with CenturyLink and you cannot get them resolved to your satisfaction, you can at least get monetary compensation. at the tune of $50 per call. So yesterday the internet went down. I called up, bang, $50 credit. Very simple. It didn't take any arguing, didn't take, it was very simple. I see you have a problem, I see you continue to have a problem, I see you call all the time, here's $50, thank you very much. Use this number if you have another problem. So before the broadcast, 8 o'clock this morning, we have a 9 o'clock broadcast, internet was down. It was down all night, again. Picked up the phone, called the number, another $50. So now in 2 days, it's $100. And I told them, in no uncertain terms, I am going to keep calling, and it's going to cost them $50 every time the internet fails, or my phone fails, or my phone and the internet fail. I don't have a cell phone. So, here's the number. 866-270-7498. 866-270-7498. That's the Loyalty and Retention Department of CenturyLink. If you have problem after problem and they don't go away, that's the number you call and ask for your $50 credit. Because if you're paying X dollars per month, you should have a really high percentage of uptime, like 99.999% uptime for plain old telephone service. We can't even get that. And when we get Hum on the line, the Hum is from them. It's not from us. We haven't made any changes. Make sure you're right when you call this number. Don't waste their time. I gave you the back door. This is it. Don't abuse it. Be polite. Be kind. Explain your situation, and they don't want you to leave. They don't. They want to keep you paying every month. But they understand. This is the department that understands how bad their service is. I'm not exaggerating. They have a miserable record. They are one of, if not the worst customer service companies in the United States of America. They have a reputation for not delivering. You can look it up on the internet. I'm not making this up. It's been my experience as well. I'm talking about CenturyLink. And what do they want to do? If you talk to one of the regular people at the regular number, the main number you call for questions or billing problems or something, they want to sell you satellite television. The last thing I would want to do is add more services from a company that can't deliver in the first place. So, one more time, I'll repeat that number. 866-270-7498. Keep a notebook or write on your calendar who you talked with, the time of day and the date, so that you can refer to it when you check your bill and see if that $50 is there. If it's not there, you call them back. And you say, I talked to Joe Dokes at 10:47 a.m. on the 12th. Of November or whatever the date is, and say, where's my $50? Can you please make that happen? And by the way, I had to call you to tell you that you messed up with the first $50 and I want another one. Thank you very much. That's how you do it. That's the secret. It took me 14 years to figure that out. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so the first tip was how to deal with CenturyLink. Second tip, you know that the Finelli family very rarely goes out to eat because we don't trust the hygiene of the people in the kitchen or the wait staff. We want to cook it ourselves and make sure that we don't contaminate ourselves with biologicals or chemicals. So for the price of taking a family of four to the Olive Garden for a dinner and maybe a dessert and a drink, four people, dinner, dessert, and drink, nothing extravagant, I bought a freezer, a used chest freezer. It's 23 cubic feet. It's one of the largest they make. And it's big enough to put a cow in there. So the one I bought was 35 years old or so. Believe it or not, it was a Kenmore, top of the line. And the previous owner must have kept it in the basement. It is spotless. And, of course, I used some chlorine. I put it outside, washed it off, scrubbed it out, inside, outside, underneath. It is spotless, as clean as if it were brand new. And I paid $150 for it. Our son picked it up with a pickup truck. It's great. And so we're going to fill it up with one of our cows. We're not going to buy beef that's been injected with all kinds of chemicals and hormones and treated with radiation. We know where our beef comes from. It starts here and ends here on the farm. So for $150, we have this freezer, and we have it on a flat surface. But the problem is, I think I'm going to want to clean underneath it. I'm going to want to wash off behind it and the sides. And if we put a cow in there, the weight of the freezer plus the weight of the cow, it's going to be really heavy. And, of course, appliances like refrigerators and freezers and refrigerator-freezer combinations don't typically come with rollers on them anymore. Heck, we're all too lazy to clean under and behind and alongside of our refrigeration equipment. So we don't need any rollers, right? Well, I wanted them. So I found a set of 2,000-pound rated rollers. And I bought them on the Internet. You can buy them on eBay. I bought them on eBay and got a really good price on them, like $15. And after about a week, the guy says, something wrong with the product. I refunded your money. I'm waiting, and they don't show up, and then I get a message. So I'm a little terse with my response. Like what? No response. So either he was selling something he didn't have, or he figured he'd get more money for it, or did something, and so I didn't get them. So I ordered them from somebody else, and I paid more for them. I paid about $20. And they have them in different grades. They have them in steel, they have them in plastic, and they have them in aluminum. So if you decide you want to get them, they come in the 1,200-pound rated and 2,000-pound. And it's just a few dollars difference. The low end of pricing is $15. The high end is about $23 shipped. So I bought the 2,000-pound one, and I modified it. I put some oak slats on top of it, and I glued these rollers to the oak boards that I cut for the exact dimensions of the chest freezer. And right after the broadcast, I'm going to set the freezer on these rollers. So here's what happens. I have more clearance underneath. I'll raise it up maybe an inch and a half off the floor from where it would be. It's not sitting metal on the floor for rust. And I can roll it in and out to clean behind it. So we have them in our kitchen. We have a freezer in the kitchen. And we have a refrigerator, these two appliances, separate freestanding refrigerator and freezer. Each one of them is set on these rollers. And so when we want to clean it out, we just simply roll the appliance out, clean behind it, vacuum behind it, wipe behind it, push it back in. It's a great way to go. And I've noticed one of the reasons why I did this was I wanted additional air circulation for the compressor and the cooling condenser underneath the refrigerator and freezer. It provides more air, and believe it or not, it seems to me that we're using less electricity with this configuration. So you may want to consider that for yourselves. We'll be right back, and I'll give you some more tips.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The jobs reports out from the government for last month that shows the economy adding 128,000 jobs, while the October unemployment rate ticked up a tenth to 3.6%. Food and beverage services, social assistance, and financial activities adding jobs, manufacturing, and government employment fell, but that job creation was still stronger than what economists had expected. Wall Street surged on the release of that jobs report. ICE is warning Americans not to be too happy about the killing of its leader last weekend in Syria by a U.S. military operation, the terrorist group breaking its silence and confirming the leader's death in a video out today, in which ISIS also takes aim at President Trump, saying, quote, an old and crazy man controls your fate. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last
day.
God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Vanelli.
So, class, these are not surviving the apocalypse clip tips. These are just things that we do here at the farm. Hamburger patties. Now, not all of you are going to be able to raise your own beef. So if you buy ground beef and from a place that you trust and you make hamburgers with them, or if you buy pre-shaped hamburgers. We don't do that. We've never done that. My mom didn't do it either. What we would do is we would buy the beef, and I suggest that you consider buying it in the 5-pound trays if you're going to buy beef. And if you're going to make hamburgers, it's really easy, and this is the way we do it. We'll wear some food service type gloves, buy the beef on sale, and then have at the ready BPA-free Ziploc freezer bags in the sandwich size and the gallon size. So we would take a clump of meat, about a quarter of a pound, because I don't like thick hamburgers. Some people do. I like them really thin. Kind of like the way McDonald's sizes theirs. That's what I like if I'm going to have a hamburger. So if I'm making them, I take about a quarter of a pound and I put it into one of these BPA-free Ziploc bags. And I'll drop it into the corner of the bag. Then I will use the bag to flatten out that hamburger meat. So it's really thin in the bag. And it's not really critical to make it a round hamburger. Sometimes they're, you know, kind of squarish. Sometimes they're a regular shape. I'll just put them in there. And on the clean countertop, sterilized countertop, the meat will be in the bag. And I'll just squish it with my hand on the outside of the bag, and I'll flatten it really thin, squeeze the air out of the Ziploc bag, and zip it. And I'll put it flat on the counter. I'll do the next one. So each hamburger is formed not outside the bag, it's formed inside the baggie. Then when I have enough of them, I'll put them flat inside the gallon freezer bag, squeeze the air out, mark it with a Sharpie as to the date and what it is, and in the freezer it goes. So what you'll end up doing is you'll see the quality of the meat. You will make it yourself. You'll save a lot of money, probably about half by the time you're done, or almost half. And that's the way you'll probably do it from now on. And it absolutely positively works. So that's making your own hamburger patties. You do not have to buy them in discs from the meat department at that store where you buy them. Let's talk about ceiling fans. I don't think I have ever been in anybody's house yet, anyone else's house, where if they turn on the ceiling fan, it doesn't wobble. Now, why is that? Why do they all wobble? Well, they wobble because they're not balanced. When you buy a brand new ceiling fan, it comes with a tool kit to balance the fan. It comes with this little plastic, specifically weighted clip. It's kind of like a clothespin, but much, much shorter. Maybe one-third the length of a clothespin. Maybe one-quarter the length. It's a little plastic clip that is specially designed to fit on the edge of the blades of your ceiling fan. And what you do is when you install the fan, you put this clip, first you start it and you see if it wobbles. If it wobbles, then you take this clip and you put it on the middle of one blade and you see if it gets better or worse. And it's trial and error. Believe it or not, it's absolutely trial and error. There's no better formula that I have to other than what I'm telling you. So if it gets better, then you might try moving that clip a little bit inward toward the center of the fan, meaning the motor. If it gets worse, you move it outward. And you move it in or out until it gets better, better, better. But you might not have the right blade. It may be a 4-blade or 3-blade or 5-blade fan. So you'll have to try different blades. But eventually, you will get to the point where it has no wobble at all. And you want to find that on high speed. So it might take two people. It might take you on the ladder and someone else at the switch to power it on and power it off. So you can say, now, power it off, and let me try moving this weight. Once you get that clip, that weight clip in the right spot, the right distance from the center of the fan, you can then take this lead weight, and there are probably two of them in the package, And you can put that lead weight exactly in the center of the blade on the upper side, not the bottom, because you want to look at this lead weight. And it usually has an adhesive self-stick. And what I do is before I permanently affix it, I will take some electrical tape and I will use the minimum amount of electrical tape to secure temporarily that lead weight on the fan blade. And I'll test it again. And if I've got it right, then we shut it off, shut the fan off, and then permanently apply that lead weight to the upper side where we have determined with that temporary weight clip that the weight should be. And what you'll find out is you'll have one of the very few ceiling fans that doesn't wobble. Everyone else's does. Everyone. And another thing about ceiling fans, and I've mentioned this before, but I want to repeat it again because it's critical. I don't know of anyone who has mounted a ceiling fan properly. Ceiling fans are not to be mounted in a standard plastic ceiling box. The ceiling boxes are meant for very lightweight ceiling fixtures, very lightweight ceiling fixtures. So if you have a chandelier, typically you have to have a special box that's made of metal that can support the weight of your brass chandelier or your leaded brass chandelier or your heavy chandelier or your ceiling fan. And what we do, I just installed one in a bedroom after 14 years. I finally got the bedroom finished. Mrs. Finelli and our son, all of us worked on it. It took probably 9 weeks now to spackle and sand and finish and paint, prime and paint this bedroom. I used a 2x6 lumber to support the ceiling fan, 2x6. And it is screwed and lag bolted into the beams because I want to make sure that this thing does not come down. And I did something that our son walked into the bedroom. And he said, you know, it really looks kind of odd because you don't have the ceiling fan in the center of the bedroom. I said, right. And the reason I did that was because if it comes down, if we have an earthquake, if we have whatever, I don't want that thing landing on me when I'm sleeping or Mrs. Finelli. So it's offset. And I could do that because our house has, you know, beams. And I could mount it. And there is a spot in the center of the bedroom. It's like five beams in the bedroom. And there's one right in the center. But what I did was I took a 2x6 and I lag bolted it on top of two beams so that the fan is mounted to that. And that is not in the center of the room. So if the fan falls down, it's probably just going to land on the floor. But I don't think it's going to fall down because normally you mount these fans with two or four screws. I use seven. So I am not going to trust our lives to some foreign company. And I believe all of the fans, or almost all the fans, are made in Asia. Of the fans that I have looked at, I think the best that I have seen, I have not seen them all, but the best that I have seen are manufactured by the Hunter Company, the Hunter Fan Company. I think they're the best. They actually balance. They don't wobble. The one that I bought for our house, I believe, has been discontinued. It's called Silent Breeze. I had to buy the last two of them used on eBay because I think they stopped making them. And the new ones that they make, I think, are ugly. So I'm not going to put something that I think is ugly in my house and have to look at it all the time. I know that the bearings are really good on this particular model. I know that they are actually silent, and they're three speeds. So low, medium, and high. And there's a switch to reverse the direction of the fan so that you can have it set for summer or winter. And then, of course, the fan is so high up, I used a 3/4 inch piece of black pipe. Black pipe is used typically for gas, like natural gas or propane. So I used that. It's a real heavy 18-inch piece of pipe. I painted it with primer and black paint. So it looks just like a piece of black pipe. And it really does not stand out. And when you tighten these pipes, as they're called down rods, I use two pipe wrenches, and I make sure that those darn things are not going to unscrew and have the fan drop on anybody. So those are my... Oh, I have another thought about ceiling fans. The way they're designed is to work on one light switch. I think that's nuts. So, for example, some people like to have the fan and light because they're going to replace that ceiling fixture or that ceiling light with a ceiling fan with a light. So there's typically one light switch in the wall for that. Well, when I built our house, I didn't like that idea. I wanted one switch for the fan and one switch for the overhead lighting. Every room in our house has overhead lighting. And all the overhead lighting for each room is on a separate circuit. So, for example, the kitchen. All the kitchen lights are on a separate circuit for the kitchen overhead lights. Dining room. There's two fixtures in the dining room. And those two chandeliers, hanging chandeliers, they're very plain, by the way. They're not anything extravagant. They are on a separate circuit. The living room, overhead lighting on a separate circuit. And the reason for that is that any time if I wanted to convert those overhead light circuits to off-grid, I could do that. That's when we built the house. But now we're off-grid anyway, so it doesn't matter. But if you are building a house, I suggest that you make your lighting circuits separate. Maybe even put them in a separate sub-panel. So that if you want to have emergency lighting with an inverter or a generator or whatever your emergency power generation system is, you probably want lighting to be available. So if you have LED lighting and it's not consuming a lot of watts, you could have that emergency lighting at the flick of a switch rather than those who say, hey, where's the flashlight? Oh, the batteries are dead. Where are the matches? I want to get... And where are the candles anyway? And where's the kerosene for the kerosene lamp? Where's all that stuff? Well, you don't have to have that if you have your emergency lighting already wired, ready to go. And we do. We have 12-volt lighting in the kitchen, and it's at the ready. All I do is flip a switch. It's hooked up to a 12-volt battery source.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, absolutely amazing. The internet and telephone both went off three times during the broadcast. And just as I finished the last word in the last segment, the internet and telephone got disconnected. So I'm waiting for the technician to be here. He should be here in a few minutes. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. You know, I totally agree with everything you're saying. I just had a couple of thoughts that maybe people would really want to think about. If you're going to put in separate systems, like off of a different sub-panel, I highly suggest you get an electrician and you keep, or if you're going to do it, you keep those things separate and make sure you mark them so that you know which one goes where. Because if you get them things confused and start and make a mistake, it could burn your house down. That's a. But I totally
understand. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, just I just throw that out there as a cautionary.
You're absolutely right.
Go ahead,
Kyle. You're an electrician, and I have recommended I believe the finest book available on wiring your home, which is a Black and Decker book, and it's available on the internet very inexpensively. You can get it used on eBay or Amazon. I suggest you get the Black and Decker complete book on home wiring to learn about this class and make sure you know what you're doing before you do it, as Kyle said. Kyle, have you ever seen anybody's house other than yours that was wired properly? Have you seen one?
Well, I wired a lot of houses, Vince. And so, yes, I've done. I gotcha. Yes, I have seen some. There are some really good electricians where I live around here that do a really good job. I have. But it's really funny you mentioned the light and the fan being on separate switches. Because most everybody will just wire one switch to do that, and then you'll climb up there and put on which one you want. But every house that I ever wired, I would ask the people, do you want this fan and this light on separate switches? Oh, yeah. You know, they never even thought about it. Even though it's hanging down, they could just reach up and get it even on a low ceiling. But they just, you know, nobody ever thinks about that.
But I had one quick thing. I know we're really getting close. So, folks, here's a little deal that might save you a little bit of money. I use like a little tiny 8-inch fan that sits on the other side of my wood stove that blows across the wood stove. Well, it was getting to the point to where it wouldn't turn. It was down. Well, I know they don't use real good bearings in these things, so I took it completely apart. And there's a little bushing on the back, and there's a little bushing on the front that supports the shaft that turns in this thing. And if you will take the motor out of it and take those two little brackets off, put a little tiny bit of really high-quality synthetic motor oils, just a drop on those bushings, and reassemble everything. Make sure, of course, that it's unplugged before you do anything. But put just a drop on that. It'll usually last another year. And then you can do it again, and you'll get another year out of it. I do it almost every fall coming into the wood stove season. Take it apart, put one little tiny drop of synthetic motor oil on those two little bushings, and it goes for a whole another year. And I paid a dollar for it at a garage sale, and it's been 3 years now. So anyway, that's just another little tip for
Wait,
people.
You're absolutely right. I do the same thing. As a matter of fact, class, here's another tip to add on to that. There was a place that I could not easily get to where the bearings were, and I wanted to put a drop of oil on that bearing, as Kyle talked about. So what I did was I took a piece of wire that I could bend. And I'm talking about thin wire, maybe 18-gauge or 18-gauge aluminum wire or steel or copper, doesn't matter. And I bent it so that I could touch the bearing with the end of this wire. So I dipped the wire into the oil and turn the wire upside down so the oil would travel toward my hand. Then I would tip it so that I could touch the bearing, and the oil would travel down the piece of wire onto the bearing that I could not reach. Because there are bearings that if you try to drop a drop of oil out of an oil can, you can't hit it because there's parts in the way. Well, this will let the oil travel a curve because it will adhere to the wire while it slides, that drop slides down the wire. And so Kyle's absolutely right. And there's another fan that can benefit from that. And that would be the bathroom fan. If you turn on your bathroom fan, it goes, makes a noise like that, or doesn't spin at all. Almost every time, probably 99.999% of the time, you can fix that with two drops of oil, one on either end of the motor shaft.
Yep.
Kyle, have you done
exactly
that?
Exactly. You know, the other thing that really is good is if you've got a needle that is dedicated to this and you actually keep it in a place where the needle ain't going to get broke, I have bent needles just a little bit, and sometimes you can just use that and twist it around to get down to those little tiny hard-to-reach areas, and you can squeeze out a drop.
There you go. And, you know, we actually have hypodermic needles that when we use them for the animals, we throw away the needle but keep the syringe. And we can put oil in that or grease and use that for lubricating parts on the farm. And, by the way, it's legal. It's legal to have hypodermics if you're a farmer. Nobody even questions it, but be careful. Be careful you don't stick yourself. Hey, Kyle, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.